Nipissing Temiscaming MP Anthony Rota told his wife Chantal he wouldn't run again and he's sticking to his promise. That means the hunt is on for a replacement. The local Federal Liberal Association, NTFLA, is asking community leaders across the riding to consider running under the Liberal banner in the next election. I had discussions during the last election with my wife and I told her it was going to be our last one and I'm keeping my word, said Rota. I won't be running in the next election. But I'm sure we'll find an excellent candidate who will take my place. Rota was first elected in 2004, lost his seat in 2011 by only 18 votes to Conservative candidate Jay Aspin, and then was re-elected by the voters of Nipissing Temiscaming in 2015. He then went on to be re-elected in 2019 and 2021. He has been a dedicated advocate and strong representative for the people of the riding, delivering millions of dollars in federal support to local initiatives, says a news release. His leadership and steady hand will be missed. NTFLA Chair, Doug Bridges, reports that the association formed a nomination committee earlier this year and has received expressions of interest from local community leaders. The committee continues to meet with potential candidates and is impressed by the caliber of those interested in seeking a nomination. As a candidate has not been officially selected to date, the committee invites expressions of interest in becoming the Liberal candidate for the next federal election from community leaders across the Nipissing Temiscaming District before April 30. The next federal election is scheduled to take place on October 21, 2025. Since October 19, 2009, the Canada Elections Act has required that each general election take place on the third Monday in October, in the fourth year after the previous election date. Think you've got what it takes? Send inquiries to the Nipissing Temiscaming Federal Liberal Association Candidate Nominations Committee before April 30.